Every trader studies charts, strategies, and signals, but few master the most powerful tool they have, their mind. Today, I'm joined by three traders who know that staying consistent isn't about predicting the markets. Welcome, Sammy. Welcome, Doyen. Welcome, Henry. How are you guys?
Very, very awesome.
Awesome. It's a privilege to have all three of you minds in one room, and I'm excited for today.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it. Let me ask you guys a question. And if trading is a battle between fear and focus, which one are you mastering right now? And I'll pass it over to Sammy.
Focus. Definitely mastering focus. Because I figured out that if you can give so much focus to a particular thing, you get the best from it. There's a popular saying that says, where your focus goes, energy flows. And trading definitely can be draining when it comes to energy, especially when you're doing multiple things at the same time. But if you can put all of those energy together on that 1 hour or 2 hours you want to be trading, you will realize that you'll make the best from it.
Awesome. Fear or focus, Brian?
Same thing, actually. You need focus, you know, because the only thing that can keep you in the game for so long is being focused. Personally, my journey has been for over 5 years now. And I can say what has kept me in the game is the consistency and the focus of, trading. Personally, when I started trading, it was just fear, but a long time, focus is the real thing.
Hello, and Henry.
Okay, so it's definitely focus because in life, you have to be focused. Even if it's not Forex, if you're not focused in what you do, you will not come out successful. So
there's a
word in the Bible that says, write the vision and make it plain. So why he said you should write it and make it plain so that you can always see it and focus on it. Okay.
Yeah.
So in trading, focus is paramount. You need to be focused at what you do so that you can make success at it.
Makes sense. All right. Sam, you often talk about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
What role does emotional intelligence play in your trading decisions?
When it comes to making quality decisions in the market, I figured out that 80% of the thing is all about your emotions, which has to do with your psychology.
Yeah.
And if you can take advantage of it, you will definitely take advantage of the market. So it's not about how sharp your trade setup is, like your win rate and stuff. It's all about what you do with the ones you have. And if you have a weak emotion and a weak psychology, you're most likely going to be losing on a winning trade. A lot of people experience that.
Losing on your winning trade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work?
So for example, if you don't have a settled emotions that, especially psychology, that is backed up with a lot of decisions done prior to trading, if you get a good setup, you got a sniper entry, and you enter with the appropriate lot size that you have decided to trade with, you see that once the things start going your way, because you've lost control of your discipline, you're most likely going to be like, if I had known it, I would have put a bigger lot size. Mm-hmm. So most times when such things happen, you then enter with a bigger lot size. And a quick pullback could just happen back to the first entry.
Mm-hmm.
And that pullback could blow up your account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after that happens, the market continues
to go to the direction mm-hmm. you want to go to. So.
Absolutely. So you see that entry that was placed, the second entry, most times is based on emotion. So when it comes to trading, I actually train my traders to work more on controlling their emotions. The truth is, if you can stay in control, the market is not going to defeat you. So one of the things the market tries to do with all of those movements, sometimes you ask yourself, if gold is going to sell, why is it coming back up and giving all those contractions before going down?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because it's trying to weaken your ability to stay in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's trying to do. That's the psychological part of trading.
Testing you.
Yes. Yeah. It's testing you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can stay in control, if you can give yourself a command and stick to the command, you're most likely going to be in charge of the market, and that will definitely give you wins.
Yeah.
Well said. Doyen, when markets move fast, what helps you stay analytical and avoid reacting emotionally?
I'll say planning.
Planning.
You have to plan before you trade. A lot of traders don't plan. They just see a trade, enter the trade, and expect profit. But once you plan, you can be able to control your emotions. Just like what Ia said, the moment you want to trade, and you've told yourself the things that you need to do, how you need to do them, how you need to execute that trade, what you need to do when the trade gets to a certain level, you know, it makes it easier. But if you don't plan, there's a probability that when you're in the trade, you don't even know where you're going to take out your profit.
But look, I hear the word trading plan and having your plan for your trade. We hear it all the time, but it's different for everybody. So for you, what does that mean before your trades?
Okay, so for example, today, right, before opening the chart at all, right, I write the things I want to do, the amount I want to make, and the risks I want to take. Okay, once I open the chart and take the risks, I know what I'm doing already. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to the market and say, maybe today I'm just going to risk $3,000. No, I have done the planning ahead. So everything is going accordingly to what I had scripted, not what the market is going to just do for me. Yes, that's so when I get to that particular place where I said, this is the amount I'm going to make, I'm going to have to stop trading, right? So that's how it works for me, because I know if I don't do it that way, trust me, everything can just come crashing. So
do you think that actually having that, you know, ability to know when to stop is actually harder than finding the right trade?
Yes. You can't teach somebody to know when to get out of the market. The person needs to be contented with whatever he feels is right for him.
Henry, one thing I admire about you is that you're so open to speak about your setbacks.
Yeah.
So how do you reset your mindset after a bad trade day or a tough loss?
Okay, so I would use what FTP said, which is planning. So when you say, okay, this is the amount I'm planning on losing today, means your mind is already at that figure. Yeah. Okay, and you are contented with it. Mm-hmm. So when you enter the market and probably it goes in the wrong direction, okay, it won't be a shock to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it will be easier for you to, okay, I've lost this. Now on to the next one.
Right.
So basically that is how I live my life.
So you could say that because you have the discipline to have you stick to your plan,
there
are no bad days.
There will be bad days,
but
the bad days won't affect your life, because there are some people, once they have bad days, you would see it in their action, the way they talk, the way they react, the way they do things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there'll be bad days, no doubt, but it shouldn't get to the point to that it will mess you. And why it won't mess you is because you have planned for it.
You know, something happened to me in March 2025. I never expected it to happen, right? I had a goal, a very big goal, and I funded $10,000. I lost it, funded again, lost, I kept on losing. Prior to that time, I was making good amount of money. I was on a win streak of over 5 weeks already, and I was losing. I wanted to make the money I lost on Monday. I wanted to make the money I lost on Tuesday. And over time, at the end of the month, I lost over $100,000.
Oh my God.
In a match. After that, I had to leave trading for a while, for like a week. I had to call someone higher than me in trading. I said, look at what just happened. I just lost $100,000. And I was like, why? Like, why would you do that? Why? Mm-hmm. And I had to explain everything to him. And he said, last year you made a lot of money. How were you trading? I told him the model. I was just funding $500, $1,000, and I was taking it to $3,000 and I'll withdraw like that. And over time, he compounded and I made a lot of money. And I said, just go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And April was so slow, but I was able to make a couple of dollars. But May was getting better. June was getting better. I was now relaxed in August. So then I was calm from every stress of all the amount I lost and everything. So it's really hard to, you know, come back, but everybody make mistakes. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a lot of plan, you can set everything and you still do something that you don't expect to do.
Absolutely.
And I did it in my 50th of trading. I resetted, like I had to like chill out, invite friends, leave the market for a while, then come back stronger, make sure that I start doing everything I was doing and do it in a better way.
That's amazing, that story. But I just want to actually use this opportunity to talk about this psychological element of trading. I don't think it gets enough attention.
Yeah.
Sammy, you mentioned that you think, you know, trading is about 80% plus
80%.
Psychology. But how do you think that this is maybe an underrated element and from an education standpoint and from a trader perspective? Or do you think that people are aware of this?
Yes, I figure out... the psychology of trading is exactly the same psychology of money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because what we're trading, what we're trying to do is make money.
Mm-hmm.
So this has a lot of effect in how people handle money away from the market. So how you handle, how you manage your funds? Are you the kind of person that if you see an opportunity that just comes up, you put all of your money into it because you were promised high gains?
Mm-hmm.
Besides trading.
Sure.
If you're that kind of person, you are potentially going to do the same thing in trading.
Fact.
Probably so, will.
Yes, yeah. You will do the same thing.
Yeah.
You may not know you're that kind of person until you get into trading.
All emotions just come out when you
right. do that. So you get into there. So while we're talking about planning, I also remember that one of the reasons why a lot of traders struggle with their plans and also with their psychology
yeah.
is because they fail to plan on their plan, not to go according to plan.
Okay.
So you're literally trying to tell yourself, hey, I have plan A, I have plan B. This is how I want to approach the market. This is everything that I want to do. Plan A, plan B, plan C. This is what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
There should be one plan. What if everything fails? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So it's that point. That is the very point where a lot of traders are taken aback. And that is where they lose control. Because they never planned on their plan not going according to plan.
Disaster recovery kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most traders, because they never had a plan prior, they would just be like, if I perish, I perish.
Mm.
Yeah.
And most times when you get to that point, yes. if I perish, I perish, you're already perishing.
Do you think that mindset, though, kind of sets people up for failure? I mean,
absolutely.
Just, they're it already does. Going into it. It's like, yes. save your money. Just don't yes, even...
it does. If you can study the psychology around money itself, you know how you should be able to control how much you are putting into the market and how much you're exposing on the trades whenever you're trading.
Interesting outlook or concept to look at that. Because normally when I hear psychology, it's, you know, managing emotions and you know, fear, greed, and whatnot. But the taking kind of a more, you know, step back and looking at the management of money itself. I mean, for you, Henry, with the psychology, how do you kind of interpret it?
Okay, so my own interpretation starts from the genesis. Okay, so what do I mean? Why are you coming into this space? Why do you want to trade? So it's always basically to make money, which is fine. I understand. Because I have met people, oh, my rent is almost due. I want to pay for this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Can you please trade this money to help me make this money to solve this problem? And most times I'm like, this mindset might probably be the reason why you would fail. Because you're already coming with a mind of, this is what I want to do. And that would make you overtrade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you risk too much. Even if I say, okay, we are done for the day. We've made our one trade. We've made our 30 pips or 50 pips.
Right.
You will still go back to still try and because you have set a target for yourself. So that's why I say, you see, when it comes to psychology, let it be from the genesis. Trade from a position of rest and peace. Okay? Mm-hmm. Always have something at the back. Don't just come in all in and don't have the mindset that this is what I want to use this money to do. I'm thinking of, I'm coming $1,000. At least I've seen somebody made $1,000 to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
At Spirit FX, we must do $1,000 to $100,000. That's wrong.
But I mean, and most recently, and that's a great way to put it.
Thank you.
But Dorian, you recently had a big, let's say, experience with psychology and emotions and these things. In your opinion, between, let's say, the most dangerous emotions for traders, would you say it's fear, greed, or maybe something else?
I'll say it's greed. It's greed.
Greed is the worst.
Yeah. March 2025 this year, you know, when I told you guys I lost the $100,000 plus.
And what, and not to interrupt, but looking back that during that time, what was the main emotion that was driving this? It was greed, right?
Okay. Greed.
Greed or like arrogance, because it sounded like, you know, you had this great 5-week run of you know, doing it and thinking that I'm untouchable.
But okay, let's just say a lot of mixed emotions.
Sure.
At first, when starting, it was overconfidence,
right?
Moving from breaking just $1,000 because I was, as a prior to that month, I'd made like about 40 to 50,000 already. So it was like this confidence that if I can use this small amount of money to make this kind of money, then obviously I can take this to something very
something
big, you know? So I had planned that the month I was going to reach $20,000 in total, not exceeding that. Like, that was my max. I was coming with overconfidence. When I got to the point where I started trading, I found out that the first day itself, I even sent a screenshot to my friends. I made $16,000. I was happy, like, this is it. I can feel it. I can feel it. This month is going to be so, so good. Yeah. You know? And the second trade came as a loss. I lost $10,000. Third trade, loss. Fourth trade, loss. Fifth trade, I said, this has never happened in a long time. Like, four consecutive losses. Okay, let's just say maybe just this week. Okay. Next week, I'm going to come back and it's going to be awesome. So I had to tell myself that. And I started. And I started harder than before. Mm-hmm. Because this time, that's moved from just arrogance, like you put it, to greed. And I think a bit of fear, because I wanted to make that money. And I was thinking, what if I don't make that money? How will I? You know, so I was trying to do everything at the same
revenge
time.
Revenge trading.
Yeah. And I lost it. That's why I just lost it for a total of 1 month. And the reason why I was able to come back to my senses was because after I did that, I, you know, it's cost a lot of things. My community, a lot of people left at that moment.
Mm.
There was massive drops. Mm. A lot of people was like, what's going on? Mm. This guy, because prior to this year, last year, I went 19 weeks back to back. With
19 weeks.
That was the peak of it, bro. So this year was now looking so weird. I got so scared. A lot of bad comments, you know, mm-hmm. anything was just happening.
Right. Dragging, social media.
I was so devastated. So I was just not even looking at my journals. I was not checking my book. I was just moving from my crypto app to my Exodus app. I was just transferring money, you know. Yeah. Man, it's just true. Greed, fear, a lot of things just came together. But over time, you know, like I said, you have to just play the reset button. And
you know, for our listeners, I totally appreciate you just being so open. Most people, the experienced traders, they won't be so vulnerable and tell us something so recent as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for you, Sammy, I mean, what would you say that, how is, let's say, an experienced trader, a new trader, how can we build awareness on these type of emotions, these debilitating emotions before they happen? Or is there something that we can see in our behaviors, or we don't really acknowledge it until it's happening? Mm-hmm.
Right. The answer to this question is, as a trader, you should have a journal.
Trader journal.
Yes.
So in your journal, what specifically do you have in there? Product, leverage,
right.
Entry, now, exit.
Now, the reason why I said having a journal is the way is because when we read books written by other people,
mm-hmm.
we learn from their inspiration, we learn from their ideas and their experiences. So we're literally learning about these people. And by applying a couple of things we learn from them, we start mirroring those people in our lives.
Okay.
Now, when we write about our experiences and go back to that book and read it, we learn about us. So the problem a lot of traders are having is because they don't know so much about themselves. They just see themselves performing, being the actor, always acting in a particular way and not studying how they act. So if you take journal of how you perform a particular time, and when I say take journal, this is the asset I traded today. This is the trades I took. This is the reason why I entered the trade setup.
Yeah.
Now, this is the number of profit I got. Or if I lost money, this is the amount of money I lost. Now, what led me to losing that money? I put it down. Then finally, you ask yourself a question. How did you feel losing that money?
Hmm.
How was the state of your mind when you lost that money? You're taking note of it. So that is one. Another day, something like that happens, you write down and you state it down. So when you come in the future to start reading that particular book that is about yourself, be able to recognize these patterns whenever they come in the future. So that way you'll be able to avert them. For example, from previous experience, you saw that you got a good trade set up and the market went against you for your stop loss. It hit the stop loss. And after it hit stop loss, at that moment, you lost grip of yourself and immediately you doubled your lot size. You say you want to recover it immediately. You entered and the market went in your direction, took you back to break even. And like you're seeing the money and your mind is telling you, take it now. Now you're at break even. But you said, this thing will go my way. It will go. I will hold.
Mm-hmm.
So it moves and immediately it runs back. And this time you're not trading with a stop loss. Thereby you lose much more money. So you are studying how your emotions were during all of these things. Mm-hmm. So when you see yourself trying to do this same pattern in the future, you find out that, oh, this is what happened and this is what it led to. So when you're done trading today, write about the trades you took, and how your emotions were. If you had profit, how did you feel before taking that, when you were taking that profit? Yeah. Then at the end of the week, you just do a quick review for that week.
Got it.
The secret to mastering your psychology is mastering yourself. And the way you can master yourself is by taking journal of how you perform in certain situations. This way, you'll be able to recognize when your greed level is going up,
yeah,
or you'll be able to recognize when your fear level is going up,
yeah,
or when you're about to revenge trade.
So this is the self-accountability.
Self-accountability.
Yeah. Okay, well said.
Can I add to what you just said? We talk about journals. Most traders are fast in nature. And when you tell them to write, they just don't like stuff like that. I mean, even me, myself, sometimes I don't even stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So how I've been able to narrow it down is pick a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
No matter even if the strategy is 40% accurate or 50% accurate, mm-hmm, right? Pick a strategy and use that strategy alone.
Mm.
Alone. You might have a weak losing streak using that same strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush and change. Don't say, oh, I want to learn this other one. Just stick to it. The next week might be all week, or the remaining 3 weeks in that month might be straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can choose a strategy, okay, and say this is the only strategy I'm going to be trading with, you want to 3 risks to reward, or 1 to 2 if you just don't want to stress yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you can automate the strategy, perfect. And if you can't automate it, deposit and always wait for opportunities that fit your strategy. Once it comes, you're taking the trade. If it goes fine, good. If it doesn't go fine, perfect. That way, you're becoming a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you don't leave that. It will help you.
Mm.
Then most of them will not. When you tell them journal, they don't. Or they many don't even have 1 or 2 things they are doing in their life, and they don't even have time.
Yeah.
To journal.
Let me add to what both of you just said. So what I've come to realize throughout the whole period of my trading career and journey is that journaling is good, having the right strategy is good, but making sure you have a limit to how much you can earn. Now, the reason is because if you don't have a limit to how much you can lose and how much you should earn, you'll lose more than what you think you will lose. You know, the more we're growing, the more we make more money and the more we can risk.
Risk appetite.
Right? At least that way, you have enough capital to risk, right? If I had lost $100,000 last 4 years, I'm sure I could have quit trading.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
But I can still continue because as at that time, it's something I can afford to lose.
Yeah.
Right? So what I've realized is making sure there are limits to some certain things. You know yourself. You know how much you're worth. Let there be a limit to what you should be able to put in the Forex market.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're getting so close to that limit, stop trading, reset your life,
mm-hmm,
and just rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then when you're making a lot of money, make sure you stop.
I'll tell you guys, I think sitting at this table, we've kind of cracked the code. I mean, setting boundaries and limits for yourself,
mm-hmm,
self-accountability, and knowing yourself,
yes,
staying consistent. I mean, these are... You know, I've been in this as longer than as you guys, and it's just the stuff's not talked about enough. So it's just great to hear, and I hope for our listeners they can understand that there's more than just the charts that contribute to successes or failures. But for you, Sammy, what is, let's say, a mental habit outside of charts and analysis that has helped you to become successful and knowing yourself? Yeah.
Yeah. Number one is working out. Exercise, physical activities help me to put my mind together.
Good.
And another thing is meditation before trading. I do a lot of meditation, connecting myself to the universe in a quiet room, sometimes playing some background sounds, that meditation songs, tunes on the background. Then thinking so deep thinking, it really helps me so much. So it helps me to connect to what I want to achieve. I believe so much that life is all about attractions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're in the same frequency as what you want to have, you find out that you get it faster.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I tend to put myself in that state every morning before I go out for any activity. I have this 5 minutes, 10 minutes to myself, just quiet.
But I'll tell you, just starting your day that way, the day is already a success.
Yeah,
despite what happens in the market.
Yes, absolutely.
Considering what's going on in the world,
Absolutely. Then another thing that I do to help myself mentally is writing down my goals, writing down what I want to achieve, reminding myself of it every single day. This is weird. I have books in my house that have been filled up writing the same things. So after meditating, the next thing I bring out my goal book and I start with gratitude and top 10 things that I'm grateful for.
I'm big into gratitude. Game changer, really. Game
absolutely. Changer. So especially when I want to, let's say, for example, I want to hit a new milestone, I put it in my gratitude list. Okay. So when you're writing, what you write down, you own. The word down is D-O-W-N. If you take out the D in front of it, you own.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
Absolutely. So whatever I want to achieve, I achieve it on paper. So after meditating, I connect myself to it. Next, and I get my book and then I write it down. So these things help me to put my mind together. They help me to, like, even if I go in front of the market and perhaps that day is a losing day, I don't see it as losses. I see it as lessons. If you want to get the best from your trading, understand that money is spiritual. I keep saying it again. Money is spiritual and it's something that you should attract, not chase. Mm. So you can only attract it if you put your mind in the state and frequency where it flows. That way you attract it. So that when you find yourself, when you want to trade, you don't need to trade 5 hours a day. You just spot that right opportunity, your whole body system, your spirit, everything will align with you. But that is it.
You're vibrating on the same level.
Yeah, you're vibrating on the same frequency.
Yeah.
So well said. Thanks. Thank you.
It's good to hear different approaches to it. I mean, you know, Henry, from your side, you definitely seem very in tune with your spiritual side. So on your angle, when markets are quiet or they're volatile or there's just chaos, how do you kind of stay grounded and how do you manage that?
So, well, basically, before I start my day, it's a routine for me and my family. We pray. Yes, as Christians, we pray. So, and we speak into our day. And we tell the day what it should bring. There's a book called Power of Your Mind. I recommend it for every one of us to read, The Power of Your Mind. Wherever you want to get to in life, you must first of all get there in your mind. Mm-hmm. So you work on your mind. And once your mind is at peace, your mind is settled, you know where you're going to, no matter what you find in the market, no matter what the circumstances is, it will not bring you down.
Yeah.
It will only be a lesson, like you said.
Absolutely.
Yes, to move further in life. Thank you.
From your standpoint or in your opinion, I mean, how would you define a healthy trader? I mean, we've covered like kind of the mental aspect, but what would be some other elements of your definition of a healthy trader?
A healthy trader is somebody that, you know, has its principles aligned. Mm. For example, there's one thing to plan. There's another thing to follow the plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing to say you are disciplined. And there's another thing to be disciplined. To be an LT trader, you need to make sure that whatever you have said you're going to do, you do it. It doesn't happen every time, but the ability to come back and realize that you're on the wrong track makes you to be better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And an unhealthy trader is somebody that you do this today, it's wrong. You do it tomorrow, it's wrong. You just keep repeating the same mistakes every time. And you just notice that you're not learning, you're not moving, you're not asking for help. You just believe you can do it on your own, no mentor, no changes. So it's until you can now see that you are in a wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's only when you can see something different. People need to understand that they are not alone. They can always reach out to people ahead of them. They have a lot of mentors online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reach out to people. One of them will reply.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that one is the one that's going to give you a solution to what you're going through. So
absolutely.
That's it.
Guys, this is amazing. I mean, to be able to discuss this element of trading and just really letting our listeners know that trading isn't just about numbers and news. It's you know, the patience, as you said, self-control and the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so happy to have this discussion so more people can really understand the really other kind of elements of trading and how to be successful.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all your times and I hope to continue this once again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to Born to Trade. If you missed earlier episodes, catch up to hear how traders across Africa are shaping markets and mastering their craft. We would appreciate it if you could support the podcast by subscribing and leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.